Good afternoon to the Honourable Chair, Honourable Members of the Portfolio Committee on Communication. It is our pleasure to be with you this afternoon. I want to, as Chair of the Board of the IMC, ask my team members to introduce themselves quickly, individually, so you'll be able to put a name to them.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Matthew Kumagalenji, board member from the Popo.
Afternoon, honorable chair members. I'm Sosuma Sipa from the IMC.
Afternoon, my name is Margaret Mulayo. I'm the stakeholder business director of the IMC.
Good afternoon, Chichi Makonya, board member of the IMC from Hampden.
Good afternoon, Jacob Bishono, the board member of the IMC from
Kenya. Good afternoon, my name is Kumla William, deputy CEO of CTIS, but I'm not part of the delegation, I'm just an observer from CTIS.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, honorable members. My name is Leslie Mukorosi. I'm a board member of IMC, representing Northwest for the stage.
Okay, thank you very much, members. As way of background, before we present our 2010-13 strategic plan, I would like to praise the House of the environment into which we have come in as the new board. You're probably aware through your previous interactions with the IMC that there was a previous board in place. The President appointed the current board in November last year. We also had an era of having an organization that did not have a CEO for some 2.5 years, and we had an acting CEO who performed the duty between his roles as CEO of South African Tourism, as well as then overseeing the IMC. We then went into a situation on his resignation from his full-time job, into an acting CEO position at IMC. We're pleased to share with the committee today that through this process and a very important year in the life of South Africa, that we have managed to have made as the first order of business for the IMC, for the new board, is the appointment of the CEO. You will have copies of the press release. We're pleased to share with you that as of the 1st of April this year, Miller Matola joins the IMC as CEO. He's currently the CEO of the International Convention Center in Durban, and he takes over as the CEO of Portugal Natal. I see smiles from the KZN delegation on the committee, but we only go for the best. We apologize for the problem. No, we're very pleased that we have the honor of having somebody from KZN lead the organization. Thank you very much for that. So, and with that, Chair and members, we'd like to be able to share with you our presentation. We've taken the view that we need to share with you as much information as we can as the new board, and be able to also do it as quickly as possible so that we give you sufficient time to be able to discuss things with us, interrogate us if you need to, which I'm sure you will, but we look forward to that and look at it very constructively. Thank you very much. The order of our presentation for today is we'll take you through the board, the strategic direction that the organization is taking, our program of action, our budget, and obviously most of us our time in responding to your questions of clarity and our discussion. The new board of the IMC was appointed, that's us sitting around here, young energetic, young, I don't know about energetic, maybe, as of the 1st of November 2009. I chair the board by virtue of the confidence that board members place in me. My deputy chair is Dr. Judy Dlamini. She unfortunately could not make it today, and sends her apologies together with other board members whose apologies will be noted on the register. The board is made up of 23 additional members, a total of 25, which is somewhat smaller than it was previously, and board members, as you see, listed on the slide, and we have in the presentation as well. The board representatives, for the first time, include provincial representation from all 9 provinces. The president, in appointing the board, ensures that the work of the IMC was derived from the provincial level, and also went back into the provincial realm in representing the country, and found it very important. And we find, as the board, as a working board as we are now, that this has proven to be very successful in having that link between the provinces and our staff. We have a board committee, the first being the EXCO, which is made up of chairs of each of the various subcommittees of the board, as well as 2 additional members. So the chair of audit, which is Sandile Zungu, the chair of HR Renko, which is Advocate Brenda Magnita, your marketing committee, chaired by having behind us and introduced himself earlier, in the marketing arena. And then we have a provincial committee, made up of all the representatives in the of the provinces, and this is chaired by the representative committees from Northern Cape. Obviously, overarching all of this is a governance framework which takes into consideration, amongst other things, the requirements of the TFMA as well as the recent promulgated manual. We are supported in the secretariat by Nadia Davies, who is secretary to the board. The IMC operates within a mandate which is derived from the national mandate. In the recent past, there has been a review conducted in terms of its work and its mandate. It originally was grounded in a mandate that sought to take its work or its focus into the international arena only. But again, the understanding that you can't go out and market the country without ensuring that the fundamentals of what you're taking to market is in place. And to this extent, there is also a domestic focus within the IMC. We understand the national priorities, which points us to GDP growth, job creation, poverty alleviation, social cohesion, and obviously the national vision for our country. Against this backdrop, the IMC derives its mandate, which is to build South Africa's nation brand reputation in order to improve South Africa's global competitiveness. As its vision, it sees itself and its work in driving South Africa to be acknowledged as a top 20 nation brand in the world and a top 30 nation in the Global Competitiveness Index. And I'll share with you our performance monitoring indicators or performance indicators later on to speak to those. On the basis of this mandate that we derive, we've established that the four objectives that we will want to deliver on is to achieve the annual reputational index rating, targets within the period that we target, within the target market that we are working in. To achieve the annual nation brand and competitiveness ranking targets that we've set, and to be a cutting-edge organization of excellence and expertise. And while doing all of this, to ensure that we have what we call business sustainability as an organization. Our objectives are then underpinned by our sixth strategy. And this we see as being the brand strategy. This is brand South Africa. How do we develop that? How do we manage that? And then in order to be able to do that, we know we need to gather intelligence. And we also need to performance manage how we are perceived out there and do that also for ourselves. We do that by also managing as best as one can the reputation of the country and also ensuring that we do this by aligning stakeholders and partners and integrating them into the objective of our position in South Africa. And these are again supported by organizational development and proven financial management and control. So on the one side you see the content that we work towards and the other is how we deliver on it. How we do our work is one of partnership. We are not a competitive organization in that we understand that there are partners out there in the public sector and the private sector that have as their core mandate the delivery of certain products and services, such as the promotion of tourism, such as the promotion of foreign direct investment. So our work is done in partnership and in collaboration and by supporting those entities that have that core competence of doing those respective sectorial based or economic cluster-based objectives. We also support the Department of International Relations and Cooperation in their work of diplomacy and the work we do around the world through the various conferences and embassies. So we see ourselves as being the brand custodian that supports the brand that comes out of or helps within the Office of the President. And assist the partners, be it government, business, or civil society, and also organized groupings such as business groupings, associations, etc., to take the name of South Africa out to the world so that we can grow our country and grow our economy. You will notice that in such a situation, we would have a number of stakeholders. And you will notice that we have, for example, the international community, who are the ones that influence the image that South Africa portrays. Then we have South Africans, the citizens in South Africa and outside South Africa, because we do have what we call global South Africans out there that also can be our ambassadors for the country and ought to be our ambassadors. Then we have the South African influences in that tank, and then we have the media, South African government at national, provincial and local, as well as our state-owned enterprises, all speaking for us at some level or the other. And then, of course, we have the continent. Through its various structures, whether it's NEPAD, whether it's AU, whether it's the SADC grouping, whether it's COMESA or ECOWAS, and we talk about Africa as the full continent rather than narrowly just the SADC country. So we're clear that our target market span more than just the borders of our country, or any select Western destinations, as may have been thought previously. We understand that our success is also dependent on the continent's success, and that we will grow as fast as we do in terms of supporting and working on the continent. You will notice from that in terms of our target markets, we've got a whole range of markets that are focused on the Africa continent. So in terms of the percentages of the countries that we focus on the maximum number of countries on focus just within Africa. I want to at this stage hand over to Sophie, who is going to our program of action.
Some of our key programs today. In terms of our priorities, we're looking at four areas: right strategy, development, and management. That's really our key focus on that is around alignment and mobilization. From a reputation management point of view, we'll look at media and issues management. From a private intelligence point of view, it's really around knowledge management system. And then stakeholder and partner alignment and integration, that's really about how we leverage events. If we just look at the chart at hand, and really where our focus lies, from a domestic point of view, for the next 6 months, exactly 91 days left till the kickoff for the 2010 World Cup, we're really focusing on mobilizing the nation in order to build certain behavioral rules around South Africanness so that we can lift the brand beyond 2010, beyond the Football World Cup. From an international point of view, it's around preparing to welcome the world so that we can. And that's really underpinned by the underlying principles around intelligence and positioning stakeholder management, as well as media and issues management. And then this slide really speaks to the journey and our future there to see it. As I said before, this phase is really around preparation, mobilizing, aligning, gathering intelligence and preparing. And really the next milestone, or the key defining moment for 94, is really around the 2010 World Cup. And going forward, looking at what is the next best thing, what is our reposition, and how do we position South Africa on the 2010 World Cup? What does that look like from an internal versus external point of view? Is that the next 6 months about mobilizing South Africans to define South Africa? Really seeking that South African value proposition. What are the actions that stand for South Africa? So that when we do launch the next big thing, we do understand and are all aligned behind a single value proposition. That's going to be the process that we're taking in the next phase.
If our role is to make sure that we sell brands out of the down to the world, the way we've been doing it so far has been in small pockets or different pockets. From a visual point of view, you have just about everybody who has a relationship with the international world has, in one way or another, some form of local ties that they interact with the international world through. And most of those those people would be from South Africa. So the international world then experiences South Africa in many forms. And our role is to ensure that we try and unite all of the children of South Africa, so to speak, under one mother brand, which is the brand South Africa. So if you look at this picture, that's not mentioned. So if you have that as your South African implementation to the world, and then find a way in which the rest of the brands that South Africa uses to interact with the world follow that as the mother brand, then we have a better chance of success in that what we promote upfront is to promote brand South Africa. And then through brand South Africa and its logo, you can then promote whatever offering that we have that comes from South Africa, whether it's the proven, whether it's tourism, whether it's an airline, etc., etc. And what we then do is ensure that we find synergies between those entities that interact with the international world and ourselves, and we make sure that the government sits with the IMC to ensure that there is one language that goes out there. That's not it.
Right. So, just to take you through some of the domestic mobilization programs, I think it's safe to say that the packs you got today are not that packed to be put and stored at the back of the cupboard. We do hope that you will use them. Tomorrow is exactly 90 days before the World Cup, and it is football Friday. So we hope to see you out there, warmed in your shirt, blowing your vuvuzelas. We really do only have 90 days, so I've taken most of the final moment. But I think most prominently, from a marketing and reputation point of view, it is absolutely a key year for us to try and change how the world views South Africa. So what we're saying, we use two key campaigns, Fly the Flag of Football and Football Friday. Really, the Fly the Flag of Football campaign uses national symbols to build unity and promote social cohesion. A recent example is really about the 100-day countdown, where we had the 12-o'clock countdown with everybody singing the national anthem, flying the flag up high. So that's really what the campaign represents. And it's really a key partnership between a couple of stakeholders from the National Communication Partnership, SA Tourism, BCIS, the Arts and Culture, Sports, ourselves, the SABC, and a whole lot more, through that partnership as well. And really our next key thing to really build on in the next 91 days or so is to find the buildings around the country to wrap up our flag and create visibility around that, as well as move as swiftly and as fast as possible into the school. The Football Friday campaign, as I said before, tomorrow is Football Friday, and hopefully a lot more of us will be wearing our shirts. But the Football Friday campaign doesn't just speak to the support of football only. It's really about the behavior that we instill in place and that we really welcome the world to South African Muslims when they arrive. The next level is we launched the People's Bus on the 19th of February, and it's a bus that's really aimed at expanding the programs into communities that we currently don't reach with all our above the line mediums. People can get on the bus and get information about the World Cup, as well as leave a message for Bapana Bapana. It's currently in Eastern Cape and Pongola. It goes back to Joburg next week, and it will be in the Western Cape the week after. So hopefully we can get it a lot of people and get you on it. And then just from an advertising point of view, we've created, the TV campaign is running, so just keep up, it's currently running on the international platform. On that continent, we're running an advert in all our key markets with increased focus on the 5 qualifying countries. And then we've got an advert running in the domestic market as well. So our promotional ads in line with the in terms of influencing the media agenda and issues and crisis management, I think I'm going to pass this to our minister.
I'm sure every member of this committee would agree that one of the things that we have a lot of work to do around is influencing. The media, or the balanced media that our country is, with 91 days to go to the World Cup, it is a concern that when we have any news, we have wonderful stadiums, we put up state-of-the-art facilities in preparation for World Games. We don't believe at this stage that we get the positive media that we would like to see happen. And one can bemoan this and say,
can do. We believe there is something we can do about this, and part of a fundamental part of our program is influencing media agenda. And that is by providing facts and ensuring that the stories that are captured are the ones that reflect the country accurately and celebrate the successes that the country has a right to celebrate. So we believe that this is one of the key focus areas around everything we do in terms of profiling the country. If it doesn't eventually present itself in the media with a level of positivity, then we are not achieving collectively as a country the objectives that we seek to. And every single citizen in the country plays a role in this regard. So that is something we keep our eye on. We do have strategies around how one deals with certain issues, certain crises. It tends to be a moving target, in that you can't have a strategy developed at the start of the year and follow that day on day. You would have to react in some cases, and in most cases we'd like to be proactive. So that's really how the IMC seeks to address and influence the media agenda, and of course some degree of patriotism from the media would come in handy. We also then also work and ensure that we do what we do not by hearsay, that it is supported by intelligence and knowledge, and to that extent we develop a center, or we are developing, in the process of developing, a centralized knowledge bank, which brings together all the indicators. It doesn't necessarily mean that we go out there and conduct research ourselves. We would gather data, be it from international sources or from domestic, in terms of South African research houses, as well as the various agencies charged with that, and put that into the non-bank, so we're able to get some sort of trend analysis done, understand what are those things that we need to be proactive about, reactive about, and where we need to sharpen our pencils. And that's essentially why we believe that the knowledge bank is an important part of the work we do as well. As I said earlier on, we're an organization that works by collaboration and partnership. So as a result of that, we do a lot of our stakeholder and partner integration and alignment through leveraging from events that we not ourselves create or manage, but those that are happening in the country and outside the country that give us a platform to profile our country. A recent example of that is the World Economic Forum in Davos, where South Africa took center stage. It wasn't our forum. It was something we thought of, we planned for, we took a delegation representing the business interests as well as governments in the country, and we showcased our country in the best way that we could. And so you'll notice that the whole range of events taking place across the year. And this just gives you, they're non-sources, this gives you a snapshot of some of those that we would leverage from in order to make sure that we entrain our brand. I mentioned earlier on that for the first time the board has representation from the provinces, and our PROCO, our provincial committee, assists the IMC in delivering on its mandate by serving in an advisory role, tell us what the provinces would like us to do, inform how it is done, and we do this by ensuring that we leverage also from what the provinces can do in participating in our program. We also seek their advice, and they inform the programs that are developed. They also inform the activation of these programs, and they support the activation of these programs. We work in a provincial partnership to support the IMC's mandate. So this is truly a partnership organization and not an organization that is competing with any other. We're there to support our partners that have a mandate to deliver on something. And we also do this by leveraging on key provincial events that take place. Chair and members, I'd like everything else, which is all fine, but if you don't have the resources to do it, you won't be able to deliver. And On that, I'm going to ask Paul McKenzie to speak to the finance department.
The first slide, the present indication of the allocation which IMC has been awarded since its inception in 2002. The fee started off with a grant of 50 million. It's grown over the years to where we are today. The current financial year is 160 million. And then there's allocation for the next 3 years, which is in an NTS area which we're presenting. I think what's interesting in the slide is the green section at the top is the amount of money that's dedicated to domestic activity. And the red in the middle is the international. And the blue is the overhead and the staffing cost. And what's interesting to note over the last 8 years since the IMC was founded, that the international was growing and growing. That was according to the old mandate of IMC, which was primarily international marketing. Up to 2009, you'll see then the domestic growth and the international proportion reduced. So that was to take into account the new mandate of the IMC and also in preparation for the World Cup, which is happening this year. Then the idea is to relaunch the positioning of South Africa on the back of a successful World Cup around September 2010, and then international will pick up as we promote the new positioning around the world. The second slide is the total allocation for the NTEF period by our six strategies. And there's a breakdown there where you can see how we split the various funds amongst our various strategies. And we can go into more detail, but this is broken down in strategic plan. And then we have a question we can go into more detail.
With everything that you do, you need to be measured, and performance needs to be measured. And how do we do that in relation to our global objectives? And by using measures that are not dictated to by ourselves necessarily, but are in the international arena. There are a number of these, but three main indicators that we use to measure our performance is the first being the media tenor, which measures reputation of countries. And what you have at the bottom is the 2009 actual and the brackets the target. And what we are targeting in this period up to 2012 in terms of our position. The media tenor reputation index works differently from most others. As you move up the performance, the numbers increase. So when we say that in 2009 we targeted to be in position 50, we achieved 50. It's 50 out of 100. We are setting ourselves a target to move to 59. That's up in terms of how media can work. So that's 9 positions up. Then on the Anhalt Nation brand indicator, which measures all of those items you see there, the people, the heritage, health and heritage, etc. On that indicator, we're currently sitting at 35. Which is what our target was. We were sitting at 37 previously, and we're now sitting at 35, and we hope to move up in position to 26 by the year 2012. We also, then on the World Economic Forum indicator, which measures one a country's global competitiveness, we currently sit at 45. We were targeting 44. And listed by Wendy, and we are for 2012 targeting 40 in terms of the global competitiveness index. And this gives you an international benchmark by which we're looking at assessing the performance of the work that we do and the impact that it has. In conclusion, I would like to thank you for your time, but also urge that you yourself and your constituencies also serve as a support base for us. And we urge that you support us in our mobilization efforts, and in particular in the next 90 days, as we reach that very important mark in the history of our country, where the world will be watching us. And we urge you to help us. We also encourage you to align and to encourage your stakeholders to align behind Brand South Africa. It is, the brand has been approved by Cabinet on the 4th of November 2009. It is expected that most public sector departments will align themselves, as well as state-owned enterprises, and we want to go beyond and start encouraging a partnership with a co-branding partnership, possibly with the private sector, where the brand can be carried as well. We would like to urge that government considers brand compliance, which is our identity as a country, within the performance monitoring and evaluation criteria in government. So when government departments are monitored and evaluated for their performance, it's to look at how well they've aligned themselves to the national brand. And then last but not least, is for you to be champions of the national brand as well. Joining in on Football Friday, flying the flag, and the pain.
Presentation. I want to add to what the unhold is and going to receive. When the media perceives South Africa as being negative and so forth, how do you respond, or do you respond, number one? Your website, I see now it was www.southafrica.info. I just want to know, are you presented on Facebook, where people maybe can visit and comment? And then maybe you can comment back to them positively. The reason why I'm asking, for example, we have a designation, we have Facebook, that organization, and if you comment, whether it's positive or negative about South Africa, we've got lots of comments on that Facebook. So what we've done, let me go back to my notes, because, for example, they can be negative about the country, using give back information to them and talk about the positive part of the country. So, what can see that one. Thank you.
The typical cluster and also carrying the other members from Kabasa. Now, when they were introduced to the Mackenzie, you are saying to me that is Kabasa. That's in Keith. I'm not sure what the relationship between Keith and Mackenzie seems to be the same. I don't know. Maybe the discussion we must take out after the attendance. Maybe one must start by appreciating the traffic. Because if you remember last year, what we said as a committee was that we want to see or like to see IMC focusing in Africa. And it would seem that the focus needs to be more in Africa and so on. I just wanted to highlight that. But the other issue chair with our just taking with is the gathering of intelligence. I wanted to see what then becomes the line with the actual, what type of intelligence that was now. What maybe the way that one to understand that type of intelligence. Whether if it's linked to the normal one, is that your vote of no confidence to the actual one, which is doing that way, but I'm sure it's something else. But the other thing, which I just wanted to raise, it's in relation to the fact when I said the current budget as it stands, the setup for now for 2010, whether it's a sufficient budget to carry to the company. I know government was competing me, but that one to so that we don't experience some problems few days before the actual event. I just want to check that we have contact for the new project to be able to take us to the hands of the World Cup. I'm sure they're doing enough, well enough in terms of the marketing, but I hope that the members are going to fix this document to the presentation that. Because to see the people pass to fit in this document, you know, the color one is beautiful. The copy one, if it can be kept by someone from UK, I would not like to get into this party. It's the ugly part.
Just I'm going to get some response. Just on this question of intelligence, I know what you mean, but in terms of the constitution, as you can see, only the intelligence services have a mandate to gather intelligence. Very serious use of them. And we know, you know, some years ago the NTA said that they said they don't gather intelligence, they gather information. The other one suggested that what you really were doing is gathering intelligence. And that comes to a core function of mandate. So maybe you should just rephrase that or rebrand it to research information or something like that, because it can become unnecessary bone of contention, and you also will then alert foreign intelligence agencies to the fact that you might be acting as a front for the South African Secret Service. It's a very serious thing, actually, because you might be, you know, putting out a red flag there and there's no pull behind you, but you're trying to take the information. That's the thing that comes to the question.
Obviously, the drivers from the research methodology, this is how research people see.
but essentially it's knowledge management. All we are gathering is information that can help us understand the market and how then we strategize with our programs around it. So it's quite important, and I'm sure the management team will be definitely with the terminology changes. We have absolutely no intention or capacity to compete with those charged with that mandate at all. Thank you very much for that. The other question of the sufficiency of the budget. Encouraged by the member who recognizes that we do carry a quite an important task, particularly in the run-up to the World Cup. And money is never enough. We also understand that there are scarce resources and there is competition for resources. The view we've taken under the circumstances is to also partner with the private sector, to partner with provinces, etc. Even within that, we're only able to sow the seed and initiate certain projects. What we have to do by virtue of being pragmatic about budget limitations is then call on the support for others to take this forward. We would, in the ideal world, be able to give you a request, particularly on the domestic mobilization fund, that would probably be threefold more than what we have done. And so that to that extent, it's never enough. But we're trying to leverage as much as we can from partners to be able to do as much as we can. Should export policies be fine, but we have some type of surplus lying around, we would most definitely be willing to produce. And with that, I'll hand it to Margaret.
Honourable members, the issue of media is a very complicated one. I think we might have noticed by now. The approach that we take, I think the question, I'm going to try and answer the two questions. The first question was around, does negative publicity around key events impact our work? And if indeed it does, how do we respond? And then I think there was the issue of, if we respond, how do we, what kind of things do we have to bring to reverse negative reporting? There are two things that we always encourage people to do that we also try to do ourselves as an organization. Two things that you can only do with media is to be strategic in how you respond to negative reporting, and it's also the issue of focus. Because when we left Eskim South Africa to go number one to Davos and to go to London, we carried the message. Though we had, you know, they were coming from different constituencies, but the message was very clear of the story that we wanted to see told about South Africa. So the key is to stay on message. You don't allow one or two stories that are written about you to divert you from the court. If you notice in London, we deliberately chose not to respond to negative issues, but to stay focused on why we were there. So how we responded, number one in Davos, was then to try and fix focus. Because you see, the president of the country is the chief of staff who was there with the troops, with a number of troops behind him. We started deploying strategically as part of our plan, some of the ministers that were there with him. We actually had structured engagements with media that later to talk to, for instance, we had in Davos media, we had Minister of Trade and Industry, we had Minister in the Office of the President, we had a whole range of business people that were there to have a fair job. We stayed focused on the cost. To an extent that when you, if you notice, because we do an analysis at the end of the week, the slant was changed completely. Because by the time that was ended, South Africa was one of the top countries sitting in the top most reported in Davos, and it had never happened before. And the president was actually sitting number four, five, or six as one of the most, because he was able to, because likely we also have somebody who was able to focus, to stay focused and not be diverted easily. Because the issue with negative reporting is also every time when you get a temptation to respond, you feed the frame and you end up getting diverted from your course. So the key is to stay focused. We did exactly the same in London. Because some of us were able to do analysis towards the end of the business in London. This plan was also changing, because this is how you do it. You stay focused. Because one of the things that we did in London, for instance, immediately after the first day, when the negative publicity went out, we then organized a series of engagements to start this meeting. We had roundtables with some of our ministers, we had roundtables that were organized with some of our key business people to continue telling the story that we are intending to tell in London that I understand. So basically, as think that is how I'll choose to respond in this way. Okay, and then I think there was a question around the social networking platform, because I think that the question specific to Facebook, yes, we do have Facebook as a social media. We have a much broader social networking platform. We are on Facebook, we do have blogging sites as well as Twitter sites.
We didn't address the Grafana issue and the sponsor of Grafana on the board of the IMC. So I'm going to say I'm happy to respond to that.
And unfortunately, I'm now too old to join my group again and they will fund the fund. But on the 11th of June this year, Grafana will get one of the pitch and get. So that's the plan. That's okay. And you will have noticed that the sponsors have been right on behind Bafana. We are part of the Google Fire thing now. I'm speaking in my capacity as the marketing director of us. And we have been able to debate together with the editor to make sure that we garner as much support as we can for Bafana. And yes, the strategy on our part is make sure that they get as much support as they can going into the game. And I don't know about you, but I've seen what happens when teams have got a lot of support behind. And I'm glad that they've actually gone to Brazil so that the pressure can be off them from the country. And hopefully when they come, they'll revitalize. And I'm sure that on the day that they play, that's going to be a good. I guess it's up to us as South Africans to be behind them as opposed to cover them the way that we do. So I guess we'll do as much as we can and we'll look forward to behind them and they're very friends.
A couple of other questions. Lindy?
Thanks very much, Mr. Chairman, and thank you very much for the presentation. I'm sorry I was a bit late. I have a couple of questions and a couple of comments. First of all, I've heard a number of my colleagues using words like positive and patriotic. I'm always wary of talk, especially about the World Cup, when people use words like that. It sounds a little bit like genderism. And I actually think that the real nub of all of these, you know, when you talk about the hysteria around, well, it's sad proof to this, you hear about the foreign media reports. The truth is usually what's on your side. And so it's ultimately not a question of asking the press or pressuring the press to be sort of rose-colored in their outlook. I think as a country we've learned the consequences of being fallacious about the regular nation. I think it's about telling the truth and telling the real story. And I'm very happy to hear that you managed to shift the focus in that way. I also wanted to congratulate you on the new corporate idea. I think it's great. It has a bit of forward motion to it, I think. This is very much the right kind of message to be sending about South Africa, especially at this time. I'm also very, very glad to see that you're interacting with the provinces. I'm happy to see Adam Ruby's name there on the list. Because, of course, they're also going to be a big part of the implementation, but also local governments, of course, but chiefly the provinces. And I suppose that leads me to one of my questions. Are there any government implications? You had that slide where you said, what's wrong with this picture? You know, and you had, private South Africa, which is a private, interest. You had government departments. You had the housing, economic development agency. What are the government implications of trying to homogenize the way that they communicate, of trying to integrate this brand ID into everything that they do? I don't necessarily think that they're, you know, that anybody would have any particular problem with it. But in the event that they're particularly attached to, the elephant in the room, whatever it is that's happening in the provinces, how are you going to deal with that in terms of government? The IMC is in a really unique position. If you're the brand manager of Coke, your brand ambassadors are people who, they earn a salary and have incentives to actually say the right things, do the right things, and project you in a certain way. But in your instance, the brand ambassador to South African citizens, I actually argue that it's your principal brand ambassador, both at home and abroad. I think the media is secondary to that. in a trans media as a formal state. It's actually reporting on what people say and what people do. And so I'm interested to look at your annual budget breakdown. I assume, you know, that inward looking focus where you want to sell South Africa to yourself is going to fall under stakeholder alignment and integration, which is what? 17%. Sorry, that's 22% of your allocation. Is there any scope, you know, is it worth considering sort of ramping that up? Because, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but to my mind, because you're not a Coke or a Pepsi or a footwear brand where you have control over the message and you have control over what it's said and how it's said, the most important asset you have is not just the government, it's actually the people who they govern. So yeah, I just wondered about if you could sort of outline the reason for that particular budget allocation. Thank you.
Anyway, to cover.
elevated the JD and they don't hope that they will buy into what we're doing, but we definitely have to engage with them.
Okay, thank in terms of responding to your question on the budget, I think the best slide I explained is basically the one on page, the one that looked at the domestic and international. So it's not a clear split between reputation management and brand management, and it takes the split between international and domestic. And some of the international, well, some of the engagement for our global South African exists within the international budget. So you'll see as we moved along, we've actually integrated a lot more of our budget into the domestic space. So that's exactly what you're saying. With that recognition that a lot of what we have to do has to start on South Africa. So we'd be focused on that. Yeah. I'm exposed to the provinces. The provincial representatives sit on the IMC as having been recommended by Premier. We had our first provincial meeting yesterday where we were discussing as part of the strategy in terms of taking the mandate to the province. One of the key things that we're going to do post today's session, when we go back to our respective provinces, is to certainly engage with our premiers, discuss with them the program rollout, and because the process has been started by the management team at IMC first around the grand alignment, where they engage the various stakeholders in a provincial level. Now, the mandate that we will carry as the provincial representative is to give a report back to the premiers who will be sitting with various stakeholders in terms of things. This is how we plan on rolling out the grant to the various stakeholders, like your local community development departments, and your other various departments, which we'll be talking to anyone who's in the room. That is the one part in terms of the brand alignment. And then the second leg of this is on the rollout, which will again specifically focus to the priority at the moment in mobilization around the 2010. We are looking at working with corporate Africa in putting out flag, the Fly the Flag campaign. That is one of the campaigns that we will begin to heighten in the next coming weeks. The bus is visiting all the provinces. It is currently in KwaZulu-Natal. It will be coming to Western Cape this week after a stopping and closing. And one of the reasons for the going out of the bus is to begin to touch the peripheral areas where they are not hosting anything, but we want to bring them in and make them feel part of it. They also must touch and feel and see that World Cup is here. They must be part of that experience. So the bus is really just to bring them in and close them at that. We will also be going to the schools, activating the rollout around the schools in terms of getting them the flag, making sure that they know how to do the disco dance, making sure that everybody knows the words to the national anthem, and that we can finish the cry. And those are some of the things that we will be doing as provincial representatives, talking to the premiers and the instructions within the province.
Mr. Chair, only two questions. When you look at the first leg, I think it's page 18, but you talk of running code, and the first point there is step of that court. Now I'm tempted to ask, in terms of the staff complement in the department, because I can see that there's a lot of money that goes to staff court and things like that. I just want to understand that. And the other thing is that what strategy are you using to identify whether you are using the labor broker, recruitment agency? Okay. I don't know. Can we get that strategy? How do I identify that? But also there's another thing that I want, which is to get a consent to me, where you go all out and ask maybe people from other countries to come to South Africa. And people maybe, and also there's a tourism department. At the same time, they are asking people to come here and give them accommodation and things like that. But at the back of my mind, I know if people that are not treated well in that situation, they will stay South Africa back, even though you are going all out and making sure that South Africa is a good country and things like that. How you manage that, how you work with other departments and other entities to ensure that we maintain that good image and things like that. I'm also tempted to so I think it's very important for IMC to meet with a panel, just to sit down and discuss the same issues with them. Even though we're not saying they must not report truth, but at the same time there must be a certain level of atrocity. And also they must stick to certain issues, even the positive issues, with the same figure as they stick to the negative issues about the country. Uganda is a situation where people like them, they are saying South Africa is not a safe country and things like that. And I know that it comes from Brazil. I don't want to talk about Brazil, but I don't expect a person from Brazil to say South Africa is not a safe country, because there are a lot of things that are happening in Brazil and things like that. So I think we need at least a certain level of taking even the positive story and give a positive story about South Africa in that line and that higher focus. We are not saying they must overlook those issues that are negative and say something which are bad about South Africa, but at least that balance is very important.
Any further questions? May I just ask a question in German? I'm quite interested in your Africa focus. What's the core message for Africa? When previously it might have been conflict resolution, peacekeeping, that kind of a focus. But now if we repositioning the country for an African audience, what's the core message?
Okay, I'm going to ask Paul McKenzie to respond to some question. So his response is to see dances and how they are identified. The quality assurance and delivery assurance issue I'm going to turn back to you and I'll do immediately. We note the recommendation to meet with Canada and we agree that media roundtables, media entity forums, etc., are absolutely necessary, and we'll get that. And then the key message around African mobilization, I'm going to ask my two colleagues on the right, one of them to respond to that. Just on the issue on the delivery assurance, and you know, you can always go out there and blow your own trumpet, as they say, and sell it, and say that this is what we are, our country, come to the coast. You know, we're a great destination, we're great to do business in. But if at the end of the day, we don't provide the satisfaction of quality,
quality, value for money, etc., etc., we will not then reap the benefits of such exposure. And the various functional departments, such as tourism, the Department of Trade and Industry, etc., all have programs geared towards service delivery in terms of quality service delivery. Quality products, for example, are monitored and awarded star rating through the Tourism Grading Council, which is in place. So, which is why we say we work in partnership with the other departments and implementers out there. The only reassurance we can give you is that in our working with them, we point out consistently what are those indicators and the performance indicators saying about the level of our service in the country? What is it saying about customer satisfaction? Because we can market what we do in the face and spend millions, hundreds of millions of rand, but if we don't deliver, then we are safe. And delivery is where it's at. So the point is noted, and we continue to work towards that. With that, attendee.
I don't know if I should bring my children or not, but that's it. Just on the dragon on the same financial management figure is actually a breakdown of all the offers, all the overheads of the organization. So, for example, in the first financial year, 35 million of that 21 million is the staffing cost. So, that represents 13% of the total budget. The rest of the amount is made up of operations, the IT infrastructure, office space, that sort of thing, these are all services, and audit fees and things like that. So the total personnel cost is 13%.
In response to this, because this is already born out of product and service, so I do not have the actual answer as to how they chose. But what I do have is, if you even have an answer that would like trained, and you want to select them, that is so. As to how the base human terms constituted and chosen, I have no idea. Are you wanting to learn that more? And become a trainer. We can organize that. Okay? And then let me deal with the Africa question as well. Well, just on the Africa question, obviously the key about messaging is to be single-minded. And the focus at the moment on the continent has really been around 2010. So the message of promotion is around solidarity, partnership, and celebration that this is indeed Africa's home country. That's really the message.
Is there a last question, Verna?
Very much, Chair and members.